Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of how to confess the Word accurately. It is very important that we understand how to confess the Word, what we're to confess, and what happens when you confess God's Word. Boy, when you see what happens, you're going to start being one who speaks the Word of God, because you're going to see God's power released to bring the promises of God into manifestation. We've pointed out that the Greek word for confession is homologio. Homo means same, and logio means to say. Therefore, homologio means to say the same thing. We're going to say the same thing that God says in His Word. We've already looked at Romans chapter 10, where it says if we believe in our heart unto righteousness, then with the mouth we're going to make confession unto salvation. And this is the way the spirit of faith works. 2 Corinthians 4:13, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Confession releases our faith. We believe, therefore we speak. And so we've got to get the Word of God in us. Of course, that's what we're going to confess. And we've talked about the fact that when you hear God's Word, it is sown in your heart every time you hear it. In fact, the Holy Spirit is taking this Word. He's writing it in your heart, and He's writing it in our mind. The problem is not getting it in our heart. The problem with Christians has been keeping it in the midst of our heart. We saw Proverbs chapter 4 where it says, keep them, referring to the Word of God, in the midst of thine heart. And in verse 23 it says, keep or guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You need to get the Word in you in abundance. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now when you speak God's Word, you are releasing its creative ability. God's Word produces after its own kind. You know, God said, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke words that released the ability to bring that forth. And that's what we find, that we know the fact that the worlds were framed by the spoken Word of God, that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And we find the same is going to be true for us. We are going to bring the promises of God into manifestation, which we do not see. They're going to be brought into manifestation through speaking forth the Word of God. That's the way Jesus did things. He was upholding all things by the spoken word of the miraculous power of God. Hebrews 1:3. We see the fact that the Word of God is spiritual law, and we are releasing spiritual power to bring this promise in the natural realm or in the physical realm into manifestation. You must realize that confession releases. When we confess something, we are releasing something from us. We talked about when we confess our sins, we're releasing the effect of those sins. And praise God, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we confess the Word of God, we are releasing the power of that Word to bring that into manifestation. Now, in today's realm, we are in the New Covenant era, and we know that Jesus has a high priestly ministry. He is currently ministering as high priest over this covenant. And when we confess as priests of God the Word of God, then Jesus is receiving that Word, and He's taking that Word and confessing it before the Father and before the angels. We saw that in Matthew 10 and Luke 12, where when you confess Jesus before men, you'll be confessed before the Father, and you'll be confessed before the angels. Remember, if we deny Him or deny the Word before men, we will be denied before the angels of God. It is important that we speak God's Word. That's going to put the angels into operation. Psalms 103 verse 20 talks about the angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His Word. Now, in the end of the last broadcast, we were beginning to talk about what we confess. We're going to be talking about that today. We must know what to confess in order to have an effective confession of the Word of God, to release the power of God to bring the results of these promises in our life. And to understand this, we must know that there are two aspects of the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ. One is what legally has already been accomplished through the substitutionary sacrifice on the cross, what he did through the resurrection and the making of the covenant. Now we have a covenant with God, and we have been redeemed from sin. Now all the promises of God legally belong to us. But there's a second aspect, and that is what God is experientially doing for us now through our faith to bring these legal promises of God into being. And this is important. We pointed out scriptures such as over in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, where it says, "We had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." But then we look at that with Hebrews 4:16, where we're to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. One says we have obtained it. The other says come and obtain it. One is declaring what has happened to us in Christ legally. Mercy belongs to us because of what Jesus did. But experientially, if we're going to see it released to come to pass, we've got to come and obtain it. You see, all the things that Jesus legally did for us are spiritual law, and they are already established. They are the word of this covenant that we have. But we are going to release that to come to pass as we act upon the word to take hold of these promises of God. And we see that the scriptures that deal with the past tense have obtained, or such as in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you were healed. Or another scripture we gave you was over in Colossians, where it talks about the fact that now we've been delivered out of the authority of darkness, translated into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's another example. We've seen another one was Romans 8:2, where the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. All of these are past tense. And these are showing what the reality of what Jesus has done for us. But experientially, we're going to come and we're going to pray a prayer of faith to release the healing power of God. Also, the Bible says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. You'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We've already been legally made free, but experientially, it's going to happen as we continue in the word of God, the truth that is going to manifest that in our life. We've already been delivered out of the authority of darkness legally, but we must experientially take authority over the devil and use the authority given to us through the name of Jesus and the different means of authority to use that authority to stop the works of Satan in our life. So we need to realize that our confession is going to have these two aspects of both legally and experientially of what is happening in order to bring the promise of God into manifestation. So now how are we going to do this? The Word of God is spiritual law. And you see the fact that when you confess what God has done for you, that is confessing the Word of God, that's our legal rights in Christ. Then we're going to confess what God is doing for us now. That is going to release this promise of God experientially to come into manifestation in our life. And this is very important. We've got to learn how to speak forth effectively if we're going to see the promise of God come to pass. You know, many people will just confess their legal rights alone, but it doesn't release power. That declares what God has already done for us. But we've got to then take hold of that promise, take hold of that power in order to release it to come to pass. So we're going to confess the word regarding our legal right of what God's done for us and confess what God's doing for us to experience the manifestation. You know, one thing the Lord showed me a long time ago was to confess what God is doing for me now. He said if I would confess what God is doing for me now, then that will release him to do that exact thing that I'm confessing now. Otherwise, I'm going to bring it into being. I'm going to speak it into being. And that's exactly what we're doing when we are confessing God's word. We are confessing and speaking into being the things that Jesus has already accomplished for us that are our legal rights. Confession accurately declares our legal right of what belongs to us, and then it releases it to come into manifestation. Let's take the area of healing. We're going to confess our legal right of healing, such as 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed, based on what Jesus already did for us. And then we're also going to take hold of the healing power of God, and we're going to speak it, declaring it flowing into our body. We're going to pray a prayer of faith. I believe that I receive this healing power, and I'm going to confess that healing power is flowing into my body. Now, what are you doing? You are effectively releasing the power of God. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, speaking of Abraham, it says that he was calling those things which be not as though they were. This is important to understand. This scripture is very important when you look it up in the Greek, because it appears that the tense of the verb goes from be to were, but actually it goes from be to be. The Emphasized Bible by Rotherham says it calls those things that are not as things that are. Young's literal translation of the Holy Bible says it calls those things that be not as being. Interlinear literal translation, Barry's, calls those things not being as being. Marshall's interlinear also says, calling the things not being as being. This shows that we're going to call something that is not being or not happening as being or as happening. It's a present tense verb. And this is very important if you're going to learn to confess the Word of God properly. You are going to confess that this promise of God is happening in your life. You're going to confess that, for instance, healing power is flowing into your body to release that ability of God to bring the promise into being. And this is very important. In fact, this is also in the present tense, denoting a continuous and repeated confession. When we speak God's word, we continue to speak it. We pray without ceasing, calling those things that are not being as being, and we're going to speak them into being. You see, you must understand that confession brings possession. But what are we going to confess? Based on what Jesus has already done for us, we're going to confess what He is doing for us now. As you do that, that's going to bring the manifestation of the promise into your life. Just remember that confession is going to speak forth what God is doing for you now, and that will bring that promise into manifestation in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.